I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner, along with Dr. Gene Hensler and Ted Parrish, chartered financial analyst.
And we're having way too much fun for how bad the stock market was, at least through Thursday. My guess is we get a dead cat bounce tomorrow, we think. Although when unemployment comes out. And
I've been with you for almost 17 years now, 18. Bill. And I haven't seen a dead cat bounce yet.
That's true.
I have not. I mean, we talk about it. We've never seen it. When we wanted to, at least, we're going to get a dead cat bounce in Cisco tomorrow. Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we've talked about some of the bad
don't
stuff.
Don't sell it now. It's down 60%. It's going to get a dead cat bounce.
Haven't seen it yet.
It's down 70. That cat's going to die. I can't take it anymore. Somebody. Go ahead. This is a trial and tribulations of managing money.
Listen.
You're everything's out there. We're public. So everything is out there, It's not like these guys who have a secret black box in how they invest. Mm-hmm.
Did have a very long conversation yesterday, Gene, on video, and I don't want to get into all of it. But if you're listening, you can download our Hensler app, and you can look at the video. It was about 10 minutes long. But it was, it talked about, one, the fact that the market is down 10% one time a year. It's down 5% three times a year. This is going back to 1920.
Yep. 15% every 2 years.
Every 2 years, mm-hmm. And 20% every 3 years. Okay, so we had 15% last year. Yep. We've got our 10% for this year. Mm-hmm. What has changed? I think what's changed is perception, and sometimes mm-hmm. perception matters. Yeah. But, I don't know. People, don't you just find it weird?
Now, we're only down 2.98 from the beginning of the year, but we're down 10% now.
From the top.
12% from the top.
From the top.
But, I will say this. There was a lot of talk of how Washington was driving companies not to hire. And I didn't believe it for a while, but I can see that happening now. I can see people really being worried about regulation, really being worried about uncertainty in Capitol Hill. I can see that now because, obviously, with these negotiations, there was some it was a joke.
You've got the Obamacare and you've got the Graham-Dodd. Those two
Frank
bills.
Dodd. Frank Dodd, right?
Frank Dodd.
Yeah.
Those two bills are 25,000 pages long and no mm-hmm. one knows what the heck's in them yet.
Yeah.
And no one really knows what the overall costs are going to be. Mm-hmm. And so businesses are concerned. Aetna, the largest healthcare underwriter in the country, mm-hmm. is pulled out of Indiana.
And that's just.
I mean, what's
crazy.
Going on right now is that included in some of these bills, the only thing they did is they cut back on the amount they pay doctors for Medicare. Well, what does that do if you're a doctor? Say, I don't want any Medicare patients.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so what we're having going on is a lot of people are getting hit by some of these regulations, not just the businesses. And the businesses are saying, whoa, let's find out really what's going on here before I start making a decision.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Dow down 500.
That's not funny. But you know what? What makes it,
I guess, my offices on the first floor. If I jump out the window, I won't get hurt.
On the bright side, though, Europe is worse.
Yeah, well, thank
it's
you.
Worse, so.
We got that going for us.
Yeah, we got that going for us.
Again, let's put a few things in perspective. I think Teddy's right. So, Wall Street Journal article, Sea Change in the Map of Global Risk. Mm-hmm. This was on 8/1. So, many so-called emerging markets, this is a direct quote, which have typically been charged higher interest rates because of their perceived risk, are now paying very little to borrow, i.e. Mexico and Brazil. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can get a 10-year Mexican bond, Brazilian bond, paying... Brazil 4.188, Mexico 6.14. What did you tell me a 10-year Treasury was paying?
It's
two and a half, 2.7, something like that.
So what they're saying is the market.
2.5.
Why don't you Google that?
Because Mr. Market
2.53.
Mr. Market is not always rational. We're really saying that taking a 10-year bond, I'll take an investment in Brazil and yield 4.188 versus U.S. Treasury. Or more importantly, McDonald's.
Yeah, I'll take McDonald's.
Dividend yield of around 4%.
Yeah.
So the other part of this that's just...
What's a kick in the butt, though? Mexico's growth rate is faster than the United States.
I know, but come on.
I want to tell you something, guys. With this pullback in the market today, I hate to interrupt you like this. If there are spaces in your portfolio that are need filling,
yes.
You know, industrials, some staples.
Now's time to buy.
Now's the time to buy it.
Absolutely.
If I'm not saying if you're sitting on the sidelines now, you need to go all in. But if you got a month of dollar cost averaging that you don't mind putting in early, now's the time, right now. I'm not saying it's not going to continue to go down, but it's a good time to average down.
Well, absolutely. I mean, in a week, we've dropped 12%.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Because this is irrational.
Now, again, August 1st, okay, so I don't know what the CDS is, credit default swaps, okay? You buy credit default swaps on a U.S. Treasury actually in euro-denominated
currency. Okay, euro,
okay.
How
so
much?
For $10 million worth of euro,
right,
or $14.4 million worth of U.S. dollars, it will cost you $115,000.
What would it cost you to protect you in Brazil?
That's 0.8.
Yeah.
Well, what's a one-year Treasury paying?
Nothing, probably 10 basis points.
So you why are you going to insure something for 0.8 that's going to cost you 0.8? That's your expense,
yeah.
0.8. You're only going to get it's not even 1%, is it?
I'm going to see what credit default swaps are in Brazil.
Well,
and
I got
Mexico.
It right here.
Oh!
Brazilian bonds will cost you 45 grand or 0.3.
Mm-hmm.
What? Come on. Now, look, savvy investors, people who will not allow their emotions. This is the hard part here. Because as I try to explain to clients, money is green, mm-hmm. It's not red or blue, okay? So I understand the political ramifications and the fights that are going on both sides, right?
Absolutely.
I get it,
Bill. Without question, you understand both of them.
No, I understand the argument. I don't necessarily agree with it.
No, go on.
Okay.
Go on.
But
your
the reality is, what does that mean? Well, I'm not going to invest?
Hey,
yeah.
Gene, he's wrong. That money has blue and red on it.
Yeah, well, that's not U.S. money, buddy.
Is that Turkish money that I brought back?
Turkish lira.
Brought back a million dollars.
Teddy's a millionaire now. Yeah. No, but I mean, I think realistically you have to evaluate. So what is the norm? What do people do? People say, I'm going to stop buying now.
Mm-hmm. Our clients continue to dollar cost average, and that's why their return historically has been better than the market.
Generally,
and we can't say that would always be true. But the bottom
past
line
performance
is
not indicative.
Yeah,
of
right. But the bottom line is, if you dollar cost average, your return in the long run is always higher than the market.
Right.
Always, because the market goes. The tendency is for the market to go up, right. And you would have beaten the market all during this period of time if you dollar cost average over the 10 worst years which we've just gone through.
Mm-hmm.
You still would have had positive actual returns plus whatever you earned in dividend in your portfolio.
I do want to point out, though, that if we go back to when the Dow was at 12.8,
mm-hmm.
okay-ish, we pulled the trigger for our clients who were within that 10-year window to sell stocks, to buy bonds, to cover the next 10 years' worth of liquidity.
Right.
Okay? But I will tell you,
at a higher return in bonds than today.
That's true.
And at a higher price than today.
That's true.
For stocks.
But for the vast majority of people, I think the attitude was the market's going to go higher, so I want to get out. And I bet you, if you're listening right now and you're thinking about how you feel, your attitude is, this could go back to 6,000, so I don't want to buy. Well, maybe it goes back to 6,000, maybe it doesn't. But that's not why you invest. You don't invest for tomorrow. You invest for 10 years from today,
yeah.
Or 15 years from today, or 20 years
from
today.
Think of yourself as a long-run investor. You just want to hold till December of 2012.
Wow.
Can you imagine what might happen on the first Tuesday in November to the stock market next year? Can you have any concept?
Wow. Don't count
because
him
it
out
can't
yet.
Get any worse.
Don't
count.
Yes,
it can't get any worse.
It
no,
can. It can always get worse.
It can't get any worse. There is such a game to be played on that on the political
see,
aspect.
That's why I'm optimistic, because I think we're at a point of stalemate now. And
I do too.
If the market and the consumers want change, we're going to get it.
I understand. Well, here's hoping. All right, well, listen, we're going to stop here. It's been a slice of heaven. If you need help during the week, you can reach us 770-429-9166. You can always email us at drgene@hensler.com. Gene, Teddy, slice of heaven.
Very good.
We'll see you next week. Take care.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.